So we can talk about that. We can talk about anything because this is your show. And let's go right to our phone lines to Fred in Brooklyn, New York, 1430 AM listener. How can I help you?
Hey, Monsignor, how are you?
I am well,
good.
Thanks.
What you reminded me of, okay, what you remind me of just now is a great Shakespearean quote that I like to use a lot. I think it's from Hamlet. I must be cruel in order to be kind. You remember that?
Right, of course, famously made into a song, Cruel to Be Kind.
I don't remember the song, but
yeah.
I think it was in Hamlet. Anyway, Monsignor, I live in the infamous state of New York. Brooklyn, of course, is part of New York, and we know what happened with the abortion bill that was just passed by our governor and the legislature. But what's going on in Virginia and so forth, and it looks like headlong we're heading on the road to perdition in a real way. But some of the statements from pro-abortionists are protecting the life of the mother. My understanding is Monsignor, that's a rare, if not not a real thing, where the mother's life is in danger. The one thing that I do know a little bit, and maybe you can elaborate on the greater possibilities of later on in pregnancy, is when an ectopic pregnancy, it threatens the life of the mother. That's when the fertilized egg, of course, I'm not telling you, but you know about that, but when the fertilized egg threatens the mother, becomes infected in the tube, in the fallopian tube, I believe it is, then when the church has the moral reasoning of what they call a double effect, you can correct me on all these issues, but when a doctor would then go in to remove the infection, quote, because the infection is causing, might cause an eruption of the tube and would cause peritonitis in the woman and she could die. So
right, or bleeding. So, Fred, yes, this is called the principle of double effect. All surgeries are based on the principle of double effects. Normally, if someone took a very sharp instrument and slashed your skin, that person would be arrested for assault, right? I mean, that's what a slasher does. But a surgeon does the same thing, but for a different reason. He still opens up, or she opens up, a gash in your skin, an opening to could become affected. It's bleeding is involved, scarring could be involved, but we pay thousands of dollars to the surgeon who does that. If the surgeon is doing it for an upright reason, we accept the side consequences of the incision as part of what's necessary to remove, let's say, a diseased organ, or to remove a cancerous mass or whatever. So many medical procedures function off the principle of double effect. In the rare cases, as you say, where the life of the mother is in fact endangered, it can be, and this has to be analyzed in each and every case, it can be the upright and just thing to do is to intervene to save the life of the mother. The most famous case is one you touched on, the ectopic pregnancy. The other is the cancerous womb. And in both cases, we can intervene to do the life-saving procedure, the removal of the fallopian tube where the ectopic pregnancy has lodged before it ruptures and threatens the life of the mother, and the removal of the cancerous womb. We can do it under certain circumstances, because we intend the life-saving activity, and we only accept as a side consequence that there may be harm to the preborn child. Well, we do everything we can to save that child. For example, in the cancerous womb case, if the child is viable, of course, we do everything we can to save that child. But even if it's pre-viability, if the surgery must be done to save the life of the mother, you could, in certain circumstances, do the operation. And it would be just because you would never intend harm to come to the child. You would do everything you could to help that child. You recognize that there's two patients involved, the mother and the child, and you try to save both. But if the only way to do this is to save one, you would save the one that you think has the best chance of living, which in many cases would be the mother. So there's you know, I'm trying to be as generic as I can without getting into specifics, but the church has always allowed those, and those are not direct abortions, so they are not unjust killing.
Senior, the other part of the question is that I get confused on with they're talking about almost before the baby is delivered, the heinous procedure of pre-birth abortion or post, whatever they call that. In your knowledge, is there any time at that 8-month, 9-month when the mother's life is in danger? Have you ever heard of a case like that? And what would that be?
I've never consulted on a case like that or never had to deal with it from my own firsthand experience. I've read about it in articles and in medical journals. There are cases where the woman has extraordinarily high blood pressure, and those kind of cases that are late pregnancies, threats to the mother. Now, the question becomes, what can be done? Sometimes the indicated procedure is to do a cesarean early and deliver the child if the woman can handle that kind of surgery. And that has to be a medical indication that has, again, you have to look at it case by case. But there are cases that they're rare, but there are cases where late term, late in the term, there could be life threatening things to the mother that would require some kind of intervention. But again, you always treat those cases recognizing that there's two patients involved, the preborn child and the mother. And that should be clear to anybody, that has a moral conscience and knows the scientific facts, that there are two patients involved.
Never directly take the life of anyone, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. Good, Monsignor. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless. Thanks, Fred.